Hello, and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Fishing in a Stocked Pond. In Matthew 4, verse 19, Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." He was not only speaking to Simon and Andrew, he was speaking to all Christians. There has never been a better time to accept this calling because in our modern world, we are fishing in a stocked pond. Find out what I mean in today's message. From a biblical context, fishers of men is a metaphor that Jesus used to call his disciples to evangelize or spread his teachings and the good news of salvation. Just as fishermen cast their nets into the sea to catch fish, Jesus calls all of us to spread our net of the gospel message to all people or fish in the world. Why did I say that being a fisher of men is like fishing in a stocked pond? Fishing in a well-stocked pond can be a delightful and rewarding experience for many reasons. The fish are abundant, therefore the success rate for catching fish should be quite high. Usually in a well-stocked pond, there is a diverse range of fish, thus enhancing the fishing experience. Finally, fishing in a well-stocked pond makes it easy for everyone from a seasoned angler to a total novice to have fun while catching several fish. Our world today presents a unique and unprecedented opportunity for Christian evangelization. Many people perceive the current culture and social landscape as being too challenging to evangelize. That is a glass half-empty perspective. There are many unique opportunities today that make this the ideal time to effectively proclaim the gospel message. We can choose to perceive the world as an evil place filled with ungodly evil people, or we can look at the world as a pond brimming with fish, just waiting to be caught. Despite what seems to be an apathy towards Christianity and a growing indifference towards organized religion, there is a deep yearning for truth in the world. The stocked pond is filled with fish, exhibiting discontent and a genuine lack of purpose. People's minds and hearts are surprisingly open to reliable information about Jesus and his teachings. People desperately need to observe people living an authentic Christian witness. Like Simon and Andrew, we must drop our nets and go forth to answer Jesus' call to be fishers of men. We need a renewed commitment to proclaiming the gospel. The very cultural changes that have led to increased secularization have also created unexpected opportunities for us to employ a renewed manner of proclamation of the timeless truths of the faith. Schools of hungry fish are evident in this world where pain and suffering are all too common. It is time for a new evangelization. A stocked pond demands a profound renewal of missionary zeal. Far too large a segment of the human family swim aimlessly without a proper knowledge of Christ. We need better fishing techniques, and we ourselves must become high-tech fish finders. To be successful fishers of men requires a strong knowledge of Scripture and a deep and vibrant prayer life. If we are steeped in Scripture and prayer, we do not need to worry about how to speak to others or what to say. We can trust that the Holy Spirit will speak through us. We find that assurance in Matthew 10, verses 19 through 20. The church is not without the resources to effectively evangelize, and there is no shortage of people who need the saving news of Jesus Christ. Yet, when it comes to evangelizing, the fish are abundant, but the fishermen are few. See Matthew 9, verse 37. What's needed in the world today is a re-proclamation of the gospel, particularly to those who have already been evangelized but have fallen away from their faith. With the right approach, we can all effectively engage in this new evangelization. We must understand the culture in which we live. Today's world is characterized by technological advancements, a thirst for instant gratification, and often a sense of isolation despite being more connected than ever. Recognizing these characteristics allows us to tailor our evangelical efforts to meet people where they are. At our very fingertips, we have the ability to utilize technology for evangelization. Social media platforms, podcasts, and websites provide opportunities for us to share the gospel message with a wide audience. We can post inspiring quotes, Bible verses, and personal testimonies of faith. Additionally, we can engage in online discussions, providing a Christian perspective on various issues. However, while the digital world offers many opportunities, we must not neglect personal encounters. Jesus ministered to people one-on-one, showing genuine love and concern for each individual. We are called to do the same. This could mean reaching out to a coworker who's going through a tough time, inviting a neighbor to church, or simply taking the time to listen to someone who is hurting. Furthermore, we must be prepared to defend our faith. In a world where Christian beliefs are often challenged, we need to know why we believe what we believe. This doesn't mean we need to have all the answers, but we should be able to provide a reason for our hope. We must remember that evangelization is ultimately the work of the Holy Spirit. Our job is to drop our hook in the waters of life, but it is God who brings the hungry fish to bite on the hook. Therefore, we must constantly pray for the people we are trying to reach and for the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our evangelization efforts. In conclusion, the modern era, with all of its challenges and complexities, presents the Christian with a unique opportunity to proclaim the timeless gospel message in a way that speaks to the hearts and minds of contemporary men and women. With courage, creativity, and a deep personal relationship with Christ, we can rise to meet the cultural changes of our time and become world-class fishermen for the kingdom of God. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I want to answer your call to be a fisher of men. Grant me the ability to read the water conditions, the best choice of bait, the proper gear, and the determination to drop a hook in the water and patience to wait for the fish to bite. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Don't forget to like this podcast and share it with others. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.